It's August 15th. It's a Friday, and I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And you're in for John Hockenberry, right?
Yeah. Oh, right? Man.
And I'm a Dorothy Dojian. Come on, Catherine. We've all seen the movies, the James Bond movies, the Bourne Identity movies. We're talking about spy thrillers,
yeah.
Books and movies. And we have a sense. We know what being a spy is all about, right?
Well, sure. First of all, I got to get the right outfit.
You got the right outfit. Well, that might be a thought, actually, because this week there have been nearly a million newly released declassified documents about personal details about Americans who actually worked for the OSS, which was the precursor for the CIA.
Now, those were the days to be a spy.
Many decades ago, and that included Chef Julia Child, among others, Supreme Court Justice Arthur Goldberg, who were actually spying for the government. Peter Ernest spent 35 years with the CIA. He really knows about spies before becoming the executive director of the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. I'm delighted to be with you.
So these new documents really shed a little light into what it was, what it meant to be a spy for the OSS. What do we learn from them?
Oh, I think we learn a lot of things. It's a wonderful treasure, if you will, to release to the public at this time. I was at the CIA and signed off on the first release we made of OSS records, and they were pretty dry, I'll tell you. They were logistics and supply matters and so forth. But here you're now seeing in great detail the stories of men and women who were moved to help their country at the risk of their lives in some cases. That is, they were in the front lines, often behind enemy lines, which means way ahead of front lines. And many of these people went on to become great contributors to American society in different ways, such as Arthur Goldberg. So what this reflects
who was a Supreme Court justice, right?
Is the passion of people moved at that time. And this is during World War II.
But, Peter, we want to know the details. Like, what kinds of things were they doing? Were they acting as covert agents? Were they...
Who did Julia Child kill? Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay. If you want to cut to the chase, then the best thing to do is read the files, because in many cases, what they're releasing is the operational details of people like, say, Sterling Hayden, the actor, who was he loved the sea. But when war came, he joined the Marine Corps and the OSS under an assumed name. And he actually was smuggling things into the people resisting German occupation in both Croatia, as well as primarily in Croatia and along the coast. So this was a person who went behind enemy lines. He was attacked by the Germans, and yet later he was an actor. He was in The Godfather. He was in Dr. Strangelove. So this is what's amazing about this release is you do have the operational details. You don't have to go to people like me to get it.
You said that this was a really good time for them to be released. What do you mean?
Well, I think it's a time when, you know, we have had so many questions about our government and our country in the wake of Vietnam, Watergate, even the Iraq War. So there's this questioning, I think, amongst the American people about many things. And I think this reminds us of a period when there weren't those kinds of questions, when people unhesitatingly volunteered their services in any way they could be used to help the country in its war effort.
So we're talking about a window into the past. Peter Ernest, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Peter Ernest, the executive director of the International Spy Museum, talking about the thousands of newly released declassified documents.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.